little calming music.
A little calming, wonderful Tracy Chapman for y'all. Welcome back.
This is going to be stuck in my head now for...
Of course it is.
For I'm going to be singing this for the like, next 2 weeks, Brian. Good luck.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Like rather than like some like... Like I did the new car is an upgrade from my old one, and it's got a better sound system and stuff, so I blared it.
Jamming
it? Yeah.
Nice. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents,
welcome
everyone.
Welcome back, everybody. We're
totally we are your hosts.
off the song again.
Luke and Brian, we are your hosts. You can join this conversation at 844-967-2789. So, Brian, tell us a little bit about your car journey yesterday.
My goodness, did I have an ordeal.
Yeah, man.
So, one of my best friends is, he's an upper guy for a dealership or a couple dealerships in the Illinoisian area.
Chicagoland.
The greater Chicagoland sausage area. I trimmed it to just a mustache and then went down there. I'm driving the car, right? It had transmission problems. I figured out I got to get a new transmission. That's what I did Monday, running back and forth, right? I walked about 5 miles that day. It felt really good. New transmission, figured out I probably should get a new car. And everything. So I drove it down there, and that day, driving back and forth, when we got diagnosed, it was slipping, and it was okay.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, I should be able to drive. Like I talked to the guy. I'm like, so what do you think? Like, do I have like a couple weeks? Do I have like, am I sitting on a time bomb? He's like, kind of, yeah, but you know, maybe.
I'd hurry it up if I were you.
Yeah, which I'm like, okay, I agree.
Yeah.
But I thought I could get there with relatively little issue.
Yeah.
Oh, was I wrong? because it got into it. It popped something and then it went into safe mode, so which means you can't accelerate more than you can walk.
Right.
So if I get stuck at a light, I'm dead. Like, I'm dead. And I figured out I had to turn off the car and turn it back on to hopefully get it going.
And I called you on the phone, actually, while
you were
in
the middle
of
being in the intersection. I took the call. I was like, hey, dude, I'm in the middle of an intersection. I'm a little stressed out.
I could hear the adrenaline in your voice of you just like, please let me get through this intersection.
I'm pushing. Imagine giant Brian pushing his like trying to get the thing going. But this is the whole way because I took the back way and didn't want to. I didn't because I had forgotten the toll thing in the other car, and I also didn't want to have a picture of one car going one way and a picture of another one going the other way.
Yeah.
Although it probably would have been best to keep the momentum going. Anyway, point is. It kept on deteriorating to the point where I finally got to the dealership and I'm literally got to take a left into the dealership and the thing just said, no,
nope,
dude.
Not anymore.
No, dude. Not going.
Well,
nothing.
I'm glad that you got a brand new set of wheels, man.
Yeah,
glad
it's
that
awesome.
You're back.
I'm very happy about it.
Here in studio. We got you for this glorious Wednesday.
But the whole thing with the Bears still sucking and the bear is that
we didn't fit it all in the first segment, so let's cap on the joke here.
Yeah, I my first test drive or my first drive was down the street to the local dispensary, and they had a wonderful product called Bear Dance.
And Brian's enjoying that wonderful product.
I am a dancing
this
bear.
Afternoon.
I am a dancing bear, my friends. It's a fantastic thing and a fantastic product. I recommend it to everybody.
Yeah, so Aaron Rodgers, not vaccinated.
No.
Test positive for COVID-19, out for Sunday's game.
Or at least probably not vaccinated. We're not? Is it completely clear that he's not?
I would say that from the reports that came out, Rob Dombrowski, the ESPN reporter for... the Green Bay Packers covers their market. He came out with the extended story about Rodgers lobbying the league during the offseason.
That's a separate thing, though.
Right. So
he might be doing that on behalf
maybe
of
he got vaccinated. Maybe he might be, but I'm going to take it as of right now. Here's the thing.
If he tests negative on Friday, he can be cleared for Sunday, but only if he's vaccinated.
Right, because...
So my point is if he somehow gets cleared for Sunday from Friday test...
Yeah, okay, and Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, was asked today, what are your thoughts on Aaron not being vaccinated or being vaccinated, this whole testing positive for COVID, and Matt's response was just, that's an excellent question for Aaron.
Either way, the point is that because of the actions of one dude, you're affecting the entire team and everybody else.
Right. And so this is something I want to get into, and we'll also take your calls. We see you lining up there on the phones, 844-967-2789. One of the things that I think might be the only way to solve this is because, yes, the NFL does have some of the stricter guidelines for vaccination and COVID-19 mitigation.
But now one of their big guys.
But now one of their big guys is not adhering to those policies. And I think the only way that we could really truly address this problem and stamp out the COVID-19 pandemic is to start mandating more vaccines, because without having an actual mandate, that's when you're going to have these people skirting around the rules of being like, oh, well, yeah, I'm immunized, without actually saying what that is.
A whole bunch of people did that at Lollapalooza, a whole bunch of people. And by the way, they don't pretend the people at Lollapalooza or at like Summerfest didn't expect people to go and, you know, forger, you know, their stuff. They're just relying on the majority of people to actually have been vaccinated and keeping away people who are like, just don't want to bother with it.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the other important thing is there's people out there threatening, oh, I'm going to walk off the job if you mandate COVID-19 vaccinations. The Chicago PD, there's a headline in U.S. News today that the Chicago PD, 10,000, the union, NYPD police union.
NYPD, yeah.
Yep, their union.
Not Chicago.
Okay. This is NYPD. Their union representatives threatened that 10,000 police officers would walk off the job if they were mandated, or if they had to adhere to the COVID-19 mandates and vaccination mandates, and 34 officers quit over them. Not 10,000, 34. And so obviously,
those are good jobs. They have great benefits. You got a great, if you can make it, you know, a couple decades in there, you got great pensions for the most part. Oh, by the way, because of the unions.
Yeah, the unions. But, yeah, organized represented labor. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of people will say, "Oh, well, I'm going to quit then if I'm forced to go get a COVID-19 vaccination." But in ultimately 34 NYPD cops out of the 10,000 that threatened actually left their job.
You know that that lady I was talking about on Monday that not an idiot but was uninformed about stuff. She works in healthcare, and she said a bunch of people quit, and she's like, but then got vaccinated later because they wanted to go on vacation somewhere.
Jeez.
So it's not because you're just doing it because you've got to go. By the way, try to go to Canada.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, everybody.
So we are Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We'll be taking your calls next segment, diving into some more of the headlines. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. I'm going to enjoy watching the Dancing Bear.
Woo! I had a feeling I could be someone.